Stafford, White, Gullen. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
23 past 8 on a Monday morning. I reckon if you're a Western Bulldog supporter, you sat back on Friday night at Marvel Stadium watching the game against the Kangaroos, albeit February in a Marsh Community Series game, and thought, you know what? We might have something again here at the Western Bulldogs. I wonder what Tory Dixon was thinking about all of that, who joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Tory.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you with us, mates. Now, what were you thinking? It was a pretty emphatic performance, 44 points by your boys over the Kangas. Now, we know it's pre-season, we get all that, but it was pretty slick part of that work from you guys on Friday.
Yeah, no, it certainly was. We obviously went into the game wanting to win and going in with a really strong side with everyone that was available playing. So, yeah, there were some very, very impressive plays and a couple of guys that just really impressed. And, yeah, it was a good performance.
Tory, I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Bonts game was the best pre-season game in the history of football.
I'd probably have to agree with you there. He's just gone to a new level and, you know, it showed over the whole pre-season and in match simulation just tore us apart and he's obviously continued it straight into the March series.
What was it? Like, he had a hip there, I think it was the year before. Like, why physically you look at him and just what he was doing, it's just like something's gone up another level.
Oh, yeah, you're exactly right. Like, you just look at him in sort of awe of sort of what he's doing. He's just so, he's so clean. He's obviously put on size. He's so much stronger in the contest. He's just so well balanced, both feet. And, you know, he's even kicking goals and he's doing everything at the moment. And, you know, you can sort of just sit back and watch and just be happy that he's on your team.
It's terrifying to think he could be better considering how well he played last year, but has the captaincy had anything to do with him potentially going to another level, do you, maybe?
It's a hard one to say. It could, but it also, you know, might not. I don't think he's the bloke that's going to kind of phase and, you know, wilt with his form. He's an exceptional young man and, you know, he's led the way this whole preseason on and off the field and, you know, he's inspiring and he's obviously inspiring all his teammates.
We're talking about your team earlier on in our program and just commenting on the fact that there are so many players that could very easily put up their hand for round one. Your depth is something that's pretty special at the moment, the Dogs.
Very, very true. It's a tough team to get into and we probably had four or five guys out there, you know, we're almost first pick. So, you know, it's a tough team to get into at the moment. The depth goes all the way down, and that's what you want at good clubs. You want plenty of depth in case you get injuries throughout the year. So it's a credit to everyone. You know, they've put in the work and had a great pre-season. And, you know, it's a long way off before, well, not really a long way off, but a few weeks off sort of round one, and everyone's trying to put their hand up. And that's all you can really do, train hard and put your hand up. And, yeah, hopefully all that takes care of itself.
Alex Keith seemed to have fitted in quite nicely.
He certainly has. He's another one that in the match simulation has just been an absolute rock down back. It's like, all right, we're getting this one through, and yep, here comes Timothy. So he's been fantastic, actually. Just everything he's done, the professionalism that he showed, and you know, having a mature head down there, and almost that rock at the last line of defence has just been fantastic for us.
Do guys like that, I gather you saw a bit of him, but you probably didn't follow his career that much, and then he comes over and you go, oh, okay, he's better than I thought?
Yeah, you always take note. Obviously, I play in the forward line, so you know, you always take note of those big intercepting defenders that are always marking the ball going, got to try and bring that ball to ground. But, yeah, I did take note of him for a couple of friends over in Adelaide, so I always watch probably a few more of their games. But, yeah, he's come over here and he obviously came over with a bit of an injury, but the way he's tackled rehab and, you know, coming into a new club and just leading by example in the way he trains, and, you know, it's a real credit to him and he's, you know, showing his performances on game day and in match simulation and, yeah, it's been great.
We spoke to you in the last season, I reckon, Tory, about your footy world and the journey and how it's been and what it might look at going forward. How are you approaching this season, just individually?
In past seasons, it's probably been about injuries. I feel like I've got past all my injuries. I'm the oldest at the club, so, you know, I've got to take that with a bit of a grain of salt. I started a little bit later. I think I started after 6 years, so 24. So, you know, I go into this this year just trying to enjoy myself, trying to back up the year that I had last year, stay on the park injury-wise, because, you know, that's one of the main things. As long as you can stay healthy and put your best foot forward the whole year, you set yourself up for a good year. So not going to say it's, you know, hopefully finishing up anytime soon, but at the same time, I'm no illusion that I am sort of 32 and getting towards the back of my end of my career.
And Josh Bruce, what's his go?
He's just had a little soreness, I think, in the adductor, so he's right to go. They were very, very just cautious with him. They didn't want to risk him. He's had a good preseason, and you know, I think Louis played on the weekend for him and Norton, and you know, really stood up and kicked a few goals for us in. So that's another promising sign for obviously Louis Young. So, but yeah, Bruce is going really well, and he's all tracking very well for the next March series game.
Well, Lewis Young looked pretty good. You're right, spot on. Should have mentioned that before myself. March 7th is the next March game in Adelaide at Bendit Oval in South Australia against Port Adelaide. So you've got a couple of weeks to sort yourselves out for that. But that was, you know, footy's important. We love footy here. We also love racing. Saturday, Super Seth, the Futurity Stakes. What are you thinking? How'd you assess the run?
Look, I was on track. I was right there. I was thinking, how far am I going to win this by? it was honestly, like, there was probably a bit of a track bias, and I'm not going to say on any other given day we almost get over the top there. But you know, Street Dravon had a really good kick, and we probably worked a little bit too hard to get to the front. And you know, it is what it is. We've had a couple of great wins by a nose, and now we've had a loss by a nose. So we don't own the horse anymore. We sold it, so we only had a little bonus if it won. But yeah, a few of the boys were a little bit disappointed, and then a few of the boys had rustling later in the day in the blue diamond. So
oh right,
yeah, that was another one that got back and couldn't really make ground. So yeah, it was a little bit of. It was a good day, but it was, a bit unlucky.
Next time you're getting into a horse, can you let us know? Seemingly things are going pretty well there for the ownership perspective at the doggies. We need to get involved in that.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of going out to the English sale in the next few days, actually. So I'll yell out if there's a few extra percent left over.
I'm
with the Hazers.
Oh, we love Benny Hayes around here. He's basically part of the family, so well, we can sort that out too. Well done on the weekend, Tori. Bad luck on Saturday with Super Seth with the bonus cash, but good luck at the sales as well and the build-up to a big AFL season. Go get them.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, guys.